The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
See Live Off the Record with Chicago Lang is brought to you by Burger King, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, ESC Distributors Limited, Grand Bahama News, Prince Masters, RF Bank and Trust, and Royal Star Assurance.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Chicago Lang, your host. We're so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. I apologize for my lateness today. Unfortunately, it was unavoidable, but I apologize. If you want to give us a call today at all on the show, the numbers are not different. 323-6232, that's 323-6232, or 325-4316, 325-4316, or 325-4259, 325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, that's 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We are, of course, live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969. That's the way my mother listens to the show. Or you can catch us on BTC Flow Channel 612. That's BTC Flow Channel 612. I have a question for you today. If you could, right this very moment, have a sit down with any one of the political leaders in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, be they PLP, FNM, COI, DNA, or any other A. What would you want to talk to them about, and what question might you ask them? Anyone in the country, from the prime minister, any cabinet minister, any member of parliament, any senator, any opposition leader, any opposition personality, anyone. You got this rare opportunity to have a sit down with them. What would you discuss, what would you ask, is my question. At this point in the history of the Bahamas, 50 plus years of independence, successive administrations, all the happenings that are happening in the country, around the world, all the emphasis we put on the political behavior, conduct of our leaders, you get this rare opportunity handed to you. They don't have a choice. They have to have a sit down with you on this opportunity. You say, you know what? I can have a conversation with you. Here's the conversation I'm going to have. Here are the questions I'm going to raise, what I want to know. I always wanted to know this from you. I always wanted to ask you this. What would you ask? 3 years into the Davis administration coming up? What would you ask? What would you talk about if you had to sit down with anyone? Who is it first? You got to tell me who it is. You're going to ask with them. And then you're going to, if there's any questions, you're going to ask them. Oh, my gosh, am I curious to know. I am so curious to know what you guys will answer to that question I just put. This text says, great show, as usual. So I would talk to Sir Lyndon Pindley and ask him to change one or two things in the Constitution. Okay, so if so, you're adding to the politicians you could talk to, former politicians as well. Okay, that's fine, not a problem. And you are asking Sir Lyndon, before the Constitution is formed, I assume, to change one or two things. You ain't tell us what one or two things are, though. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
What's the line?
Hi.
I don't want to be the first caller.
Well, you are, so go right ahead.
Okay, I can call you back. What I want to ask, if I was to meet the Prime Minister,
Okay, so the Prime Minister is your choice. The Prime Minister is your choice.
Yes, the Prime Minister is my choice.
Okay.
And at my age, you believe I've never met the Prime Minister.
Any Prime Minister of the Bahamas you've never met?
Never.
Any Prime Minister?
Never shake his hand, never been close to him.
I mean, any Prime Minister? Hello, I mean, any Prime Minister, just this one?
This particular one.
Okay, I got you. Okay.
Mr. Christie. The other one before him, Mr. Menace.
Okay.
But I've never met this one here.
Okay.
And if I ever was to have a conversation with him, what I would ask him, what I would be curious to know, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would first say, you know, after introducing myself, I would say, so, you are the what? He's the third Prime Minister?
No, he's the fourth.
You had an opportunity.
You mean Mr. Davis?
Mr. Davis? Is he third or fourth?
No, Sir Lyndon, Mr. Ingram, Christie.
Oh, yeah.
Menace, he's the fifth.
He's the fifth, okay. You're the fifth one. He was the fifth Prime Minister of this Bahamas, right? This beautiful country. You had the chance, the opportunity to sit back and see what others have done, what others haven't done. And now this is your opportunity, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that you repeat the same thing what they've done? Why you can't sit back and say, you know what, this is what I want happen, and this is what I'm going to make happen. Because they're now hitting 70, right? This may be his last chance and opportunity. There's some things that he could do. And there's some things that you could do and make happen, right? Why not just do it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could make changes. You who run in your cabinet? Do you even have any say? Do you know what's going on? These ministers that you appoint, did you do background check on them? Are you the captain of the ship, the pilot of the flight? Who run in this country? You know, there's so much question I would have for him, Mr. Lang. I want to know. You have what, less than 2 years? What it is that you're going to do, powerful or mightyful or really? What legacy you're leaving behind? What is that thing that you're going to do that we could look back and say, you know what, he did it? You know, where you see yourself, what? I mean, nothing.
That's an interesting conversation.
So, I mean, I don't know, but seriously, it's a lot of questions I would want to ask them. You see your people struggling, starving, and trying to accomplish them. What are you doing for them? Them people who can't afford the medication to the pharmacy, NHA, or whatever, just covers so much. Why are you not making it? And what sense would you do to take VAT, of bread basket item, put VAT back on bread basket item, and put the VAT back on the medication? Who could have tell you do something like that? So many things I could say to him.
Okay.
I could just go on and on and on. You know what I mean? This is a beautiful country.
I appreciate you.
People all over the world want a part of what you have in your hand. What are you doing, sir? And then when I finish, I might just slap some senses into him. Come to his senses.
You can't slap the Prime Minister, man.
Okay, then.
All right, have a good one. Thank you very much. We have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good day, Mr. Lang. How are you doing?
I am okay. How are you?
I'm okay, thanks. I could be better, but I'm okay. Thank God for life.
Amen.
If I had the opportunity to have a conversation with a member of Parliament, it would be the Prime Minister's route. And the conversation I would like to have with him would be surrounding NIB and the National Insurance Act, because it's very outdated. It's very outdated.
Okay.
I think it is too rigid, and I do not, from what I have experienced, it doesn't appear as though they have sufficient timelines and regulations in place for doctors who persons would go to, let's say, if you had an industrial accident. You know, I'm the type of person, regardless of my situation, I want to go to work because I love my job. I love what I do. But having experienced the national insurance under my first time with an industrial accident, it's not a... The process is unnecessarily complicated. Because if you're injured, how could you demand that I be the one to come and bring these documents to you? That's the first thing to me. That's crazy. You know,
that's
you're supposed
point.
To be home recuperating.
That's a good point, because your injury could make you immobile.
Yes, yes. And then all this back and forth, you know, it's causing the injury to be worse because you have to wait such long periods before you get to, and then when you finally see the doctor, it's another month, couple of months, maybe 3-4 months before they actually send the report in. And bearing in mind all this time, if they haven't sent the report in, you haven't even gone for physiotherapy if it's needed. You know, to me, it's the National Insurance Act has not evolved with the country and the needs of the citizens. Even though we say it is there for you, once you meet the requirements, if you get sick, whether it's short-term, long-term, industrial, it's not assisting. If anything, it's more of a frustration. And so my question to him would be, why haven't we even considered just making some changes with it? And now that you're aware, what are you going to do? What changes are you going to implement? Your previous caller touched on NHI. I was under the impression NHI was supposed to be assisting with medication and catastrophic health care. But if you are on medication, Mr. Lyon, there right now, as of September 12th, there are so many medications that pharmacies do not have for the NHI program.
They're not approved. They're not on the approved list of
No, I'm not just talking about the approved. What I'm saying is it's out of stock under NHI. So you have to pay out of pocket. And this has been at least 3 months.
But you can't get your NI, like you have to get NI drug only from the public pharmacy?
No, not the public. These are private pharmacies, right? Okay, so you've been approved. These pharmacies, they deal with NHI. But there are certain drugs, when you go to the pharmacy to get it, they've been telling you now for at least 2-3 months that they're not in stock on the NHI. Now, I don't know if that's because the pharmacy hasn't been paid or what. I don't know how they allocate the drugs. You understand?
The words can't be not in stock for NHI. The word, you mean they're saying that if you are an NHI patient, they are not servicing you for that drug. Is that what they're saying?
Yes, they're not available under NHI
right
now.
Right now.
Yeah, so it gives me the impression, it's out of stock on the NHI. But what I'm saying is this has been for an extended period.
So
NHI, you know, most times it doesn't serve the purpose. And that's a real problem because with the cost of medication today, you have a lot of people who can't afford it out of pocket.
So that's
the conversation I would like to have with the Prime Minister. Should I have the opportunity?
Very particular, very specific conversation. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Chicago Lang, your host. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. after this break.
Take a stand, everybody. Come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
All those loans I had were so overwhelming. Fidelity's debt consolidation loan combined all my loan payments into one easy payment with a built-in savings plan that pays me unbeatable interest. It's time to make that move to Fidelity. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
The car?
I ain't marsh the car. The lady run into me marsh the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull out the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
Hey guys, Customer Appreciation Day. On this special day, we're honoring our beloved founder, George Myers, in the sweetest way possible. All day, with every drink purchase, you'll get 5 free munchkins, George's favorite treat. Thank you for being part of the Dunkin' family. So, mark your calendar for Friday, September 13th. Swing by Dunkin' and grab your favorite drink and enjoy 5 free munchkins on us because we appreciate you.
Offer valid only on Friday, September 13th. Thank you for choosing Dunkin'.
When you jump in your Japanese import and you turn the radio on, all you hear is... For the month of September, the HitSpot will install a band extender in your Japanese import for the discounted rate of only $79.99, VAT included. Get your band expander installed today at the HitSpot and listen to
Star 106.5.
Plus, get fresh news and smart talk on
Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas. This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand, we'll walk this road together, through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone, holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shabago Lang, your host. I'm so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon, where we're talking to some selected politician today, and we're gonna have a conversation with that politician and ask them some specific questions. Whoever it is you desire, whoever it is you want, you can call us on 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 4224796 or you can WhatsApp me on 4393043. So far, the Prime Minister has been the politician of choice. So far, this text says, I would like to sit with Dr. Minnis and have a conversation about what was his thoughts and who advised him on calling the election early and why you spoke down or belittled the reporters. That is a text from one of our listeners. This text says, the member of parliament I would have to talk to is the person who came into my area in Coral Harbor or the people who came in the area on your behalf. Knocking our doors to ask us for your vote to help you become a member of parliament. What did you do for our area and constituency since we voted you in? Or are y'all going to wait until election time to show your face again? You don't see this member of parliament in the House Assembly. They don't debate nothing. They don't talk in the House Assembly for you because that's the job. They don't do none of that. So I would also talk to Dr. Minnis. I would ask him next time would be the people's time. This text says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang, Minister of Health / NHI, Minister of Labor, and the Prime Minister. You and I can speak off air if you want to know my experiences. Thanks. I want you to share your experiences on air. That's why we are having a show. You know, I'd like us to benefit from the conversation about what your experience was. It says, good afternoon. I think the last caller helped you to understand what she was saying about the NHI meds. If not, you can call this number during the break. Okay. I think she was clear, but I may call and see. Yes. It says, Prime Minister Davis, I would recommend he fix the potholes. Ensure female and male citizens have the same rights. Ensure foreign investments set aside $50 shares representing 20% of the investment for Bahamian investors and train the public service and customer service. Okay. This text says, hi, Mr. Lang, my words to the PM would be, please, so vacate the seat. What you does be sitting in and out. You think conversation he wants to have with you? What politician would you speak to? What would be that conversation? Would you choose? Which one of these would it be the Prime Minister? Would it be the Deputy Prime Minister? Would it be one of the cabinet ministers? Would it be one of the backbenchers? Who would you speak to, and what would you be speaking to them about? What questions might you be posing to these politicians? We have callers on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. How are you, sir?
I'm here. Boy, I know you was coming on radio, right?
Yeah, I haven't been on the radio for a long time with you.
I know, but I mean, I couldn't imagine not hearing from you on this question.
Yeah, but I mean, and there's so many questions but I would like to ask the DPM, who is responsible for aviation, are we getting the $45 million that I understand the agreement with the U.S. FTA, whatever it is, for the overflight or overhead flights?
Or the projected amount.
Whatever it is. Are we getting anything from that?
Yeah, that's a great question, actually. I wonder if I've seen that in the budget.
You know, Mr. Lang, we are building airports. The government just signed a $41 or $45 million loan agreement with the Saudi Arabia or some Arab nation, whatever, right? Mm-hmm. And but according to the last administration under Mr. DeAngelo, those funds would go back into the aviation fund to deal with the upgrade and so forth of airport and the development of airports. So mm-hmm. I just would like for the DPM, if he's listening, if Mr. Latrey Raming and them at the Prime Minister's office who listens to Guardian Radio, please, sir, find out from us and let me know if I get anything and where is the money going.
That's a really interesting question. Very interesting question.
We hear these things, these agreements signed and so on and so forth, but then we never get a follow-up. I would like to know from the Prime Minister that $1 billion thing that the China Exim Bank and them, he said, signed, whatever happened to that agreement? what really transpired there? Because part of those funds, I understand, was supposed to have gone to the development of the Grand Bahama Airport. But we never heard anything else about it. And the airport in Grand Bahama is still at a standstill. We don't know what is...
And the money from the British Exim Bank. Remember, it was the British.
Yeah.
For the development of the airport.
So all of these lingering questions, all of these things that I really would like to have some answers for. So hopefully they're listening and they will answer those questions when Parliament resumes next week.
I appreciate your question, man. Thank you very much. We have another question from, another call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good day, Mr. Lang.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thank you. Love the question of the day. You know, can I pick two ministers to talk to?
Absolutely.
Okay, my first one would be the Prime Minister, of course.
Okay.
I want to find out from him how important is it for us in the Bahamas to start off with the climate changes or the things that we need to change to assist the climate ourselves, the way he go around the world talking about it and not sit here with us and dialogue the way he does it to other people. And my second one would be Minister Wayne Monroe. Mm-hmm. How important it is for him to help with the laws concerning these in and out of jail criminals, and if he is willing to put personal agenda aside and try to strengthen the judicial system as best as he can because of the knowledge that he has, that we know that he can assist better than he is doing.
Why do you think it's something personal with him? Why do you think that?
It's his job. It's his
Because he's a lawyer?
Yes. I'm not just a lawyer. He's a great lawyer. So I know he can, he knows, because if you listen to him talk, he sees loopholes in things that he can use. And I'm sure he has ways in which he can close those loopholes if he chooses to. Laws about that can help to close the loopholes.
Okay. All right. So he's one, him and the Prime Minister.
Yes, they might too.
I got you. Thank you so much. Appreciate your calling. Do we have another caller on the line? Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hello? Hello?
Hi, yes. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, can you hear me now, Tobago?
I can hear you. What's going on?
Yeah, it's a good show.
Thank you, Pumpkinita. Go ahead, sir. You be losing? All right, we try and pick you up right after this break. Go ahead, producer. Let's take the break. Our sponsors, go ahead, producer. You're listening to C-Live. I'm Chicago Lang. We'll be right back.
Take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm.
If you're looking for great value, fantastic flavor, and a choice for lunch today, go to Burger King Nassau and enjoy a King Meal deal for just $5.50, including fat. Get that signature flame grill taste you love in the Big King Jr. with all the fixings. Served with fries and a drink for just $5.50. Or if you feel like chicken, choose from the Chicken Big King Jr. or a six-piece nugget meal with fries and a drink for just $5.50, including VAT. Satisfy your craving for those BK flavors you love with the King Meal deal at Burger King Nassau.
Are you a business owner or HR professional? RF's team of pension specialists are here to empower your employees with market-leading retirement solutions and to make implementing group pensions easy and cost-effective. With RF, starting or switching your company pension plan is a breeze, and there are no setup fees. If you're looking for strong investment performance and low fees, visit rfgroup.com/empower and empower your team to retire comfortably with RF Group pensions today. That's rfgroup.com/empower.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with me every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
I'm Lenny Sands.
And I'm Debbie Deal.
And you know us from the Contractors Association. We're excited to talk about our new show coming to Guardian Radio called Nailed It.
We are going to be on Thursday nights between 6:30 and 7:30.
So we're very happy to invite everyone to listen into our shows as we talk about construction, design-related things. Also,
if you are a subcontractor, if you're planning on building a home or renovating, you need to be a part of this show and tune in.
Nailed It. We're bringing Thursday night at 6:30 p.m. right here on Guardian Radio 96.9.
Bahamas, are you ready?
Keep the Vibe Alive Music Group, along with Alpha Sounds, presents
the best of the best, Raking, Scrape, Explosion, Reloaded.
This is the biggest one-day all-Bahamian concert of the year.
Featuring KB, D-Mac, Abby,
Mama D,
Fan Sean,
Shine,
242,
The Falcons,
and more.
Mark your calendars. It's going down November the 2nd
at Super Club Breezes Ground.
Tickets now available at BahamasEtickets.com
or both Beauty Shack location.
General admission $60. VIP Skybox and Sky Pods also available.
For more info, call 394-0819
or email keepthevibealive242 at gmail.com.
Experience the magic once again
with more legends for one night only.
Come
party with us November 2nd at Best of the Best.
Raking, Scrape, Explosion, Reloaded.
Girl, you see how Cora eye look funny, all black up yesterday?
But she say she bump into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday, you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
What you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now, you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman. Does mind her better go to church every Sunday. So what you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence. And we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business. Then Jack come after me and I land up next to Cora.
No, man. We could call or text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again how this work.
We can call them in Miami at 328-TIPS or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll-free at 300-TIPS or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app and we could text them. And the messages get on mix-up before it leave your phone so nobody can know what you saying.
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand.
We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road. Can't proclaim this.
Ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. We're giving you a rare opportunity today. You have an opportunity to speak to any politician you want, any political leader you want. Sit with them and tell us what this conversation is you're going to have and what would you ask if you had such an opportunity. The prime minister has been called on. The former prime minister has been called on. We have some more folks here. This text says, let me get it for you. Says, I would like to speak to the PM where I need to ask when y'all was in opposition. You say many things to the governing party at the time and say how wrong it is for them to do it. Get in power, but continued it. Why complain about things if you are not going to do anything about it when you get power? It's interesting. Interesting question. This text says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. I'd like to speak to Mrs. Bryce. That's Leslie Miller Bryce, the Member of Parliament for Seabreeze, on roads and hospitals because we are not getting the benefit of our taxes paying money, says that text. His text says, good afternoon, sir. My question to all leaders is, what is your international diplomacy plans for the country? So you stand on that, okay? His text says, I would say, not so much the ministers themselves, but the figurehead of personal occupying spaces can be, okay, I'm not sure what that sounds like an off-air conversation. I don't know. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hello.
Hi, yes, go ahead, caller.
Hey, how you doing? Hello.
Good, man. How are you?
I'm good.
How are you?
I'm fine. Getting no feedback here. Listen, the 2 points I like the Minister of Health and the Minister of Work. One, for the Minister of Health, when they're going to start its catastrophic health care. And for the Minister of Work, when they're going to start the Glaston Road project. It's a good project. There's some planning there. Talk about bicycle walking area and all of that. So when are you going to start that? So those are the two things, Mr. Lang. Have a good day.
Thank you, my friend. Appreciate it. This text says, to the Minister of National Security, what information did he receive from his crime consultants, Crime Busters? Okay. The Texas. I would like to talk to the Minister of Youth, Sports, and Culture to encourage him to allow professionals in his ministry to advise him properly before coming to the public, letting him know if there is a governing body that controls anything under his ministry, they should be able to uphold the rules and regulations that was made by persons making up associations and keep silent and let the chip fall where they may. Okay. Stack says, Eli, one, the Honorable Hubert Minnis, I want to hear about the decision for the Snapper. Minister Darvall, I would be interested in fleshing out plans for building and staffing the new hospital. That's a big conversation. Huge conversation. So I had an off-air conversation with somebody with that the other day, the hospital, about the financial commitment to build a hospital and what would be required to maintain the hospital, given the challenge of maintaining the current hospital. We have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Hey, Mr. Lang, how as well?
Yeah, man, what's going on?
I would like to ask the previous Minister of Sports and Culture and also the one now why they aren't utilizing persons who were involved, such as, Quincy Miller-Pratt. I want to know who in charge of the Boxing Federation and what's going on with that and why they have him out here to either with taxis or the road where he is able to contribute to the society, you know? Thank you, man.
Thank you very much. But the Boxing Federation is, that's like a private grouping, right? That's not the government. And I don't know who the president is now, but, you know. All right, but you'd ask them that question, okay. We have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Boy, listen to me. Politicians, y'all got plenty of people want to talk to you all today. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good afternoon, Z.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, how you doing?
Good, man. I'm right here.
Okay. I'd like to sit down with the former Prime Minister, Hubert Alexander Papa Ingram. And I'd like to speak with him, and I'd like to ask him, why you don't pick up your former law firm, your former law firm partner, and do Cooperstown article and show him how constituency is supposed to look after representing it for a couple of decades. Came up there and show him the paved roads, the red lights, and the sidewalks, and give him the secret of how constituency is supposed to look like when he is a former deputy prime minister and he's just a prime minister. And ask him, how come the two F&M prime ministers' constituency look like that? And the three PLP prime ministers, their constituency look like that? Soda Andrews, Centerville, and Cat Island. Tell they can't even get holes patched on the runway. Sit him down, Mr. Ingram, and give him the secret, and show him how to deliver. That's what I want. Okay. Then, Tarago, what I want you to do for me, I want you to do some fact finding for me.
Okay.
I want you, when did the present prime minister came in? In 97 or in 2002? When he first came in as a member of parliament? Do some fact
questions. When he first got elected?
Yeah, elected. So we could know if he was in opposition longer or he's in government longer. I can't remember. I think it was 2002 or 97.
I don't remember, but I'll find out for you.
Yeah, find out. Yeah, do some fact checking. Yeah, I'm going to say, I'm showing how his constituency is supposed to look, man. Because you being up the Cooperstown, I know you being, I being up there.
Yeah,
and
man.
Boy,
yeah,
it looked way better than Soda Andrews, Centerville, and Cat Island. All right, have a nice day, Mr. Yaplai.
Thank you, bro. Thank you. We have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Shivago, good afternoon. I'm just going to make my commentary very short here. This one goes strictly to the current Minister of Health. This new proposed hospital that's coming up, and in fact, it could even go to former Minister of Health under the auspices of the former Dr. Hubert Minnis. The new hospital that is proposed, what have they put in place, or have they considered putting in place the programs and the training programs, especially the specialties for the upcoming doctors and nurses that is currently in training, even as far as UB is concerned. Are they actually singled out programs to train these persons to take up these spots in our hospital instead of waiting for them to graduate and then figure out where they're going to put them? What is their plan for the new hospital and hospitals going forward? Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. You never know, they might be listening today or they got somebody listening today. Prime Minister Davis was first elected to the House in 1992. And he was there between 1992 and 1997, is my understanding. And then he lost his seat and then was reelected in 2002. And he represented to this day from 2002 to now. That's the information I have. This text says, the Minister of National Security, being that you own a firm that specializes in being defense attorney, you're now in charge of national security, where you have power over the district attorney and those persons who your company are kind of competing against for their clients. How does this experience as Minister of National Security affect your law firm, and how will it affect your stance and point of view with your law firm going forward after you hang up your Minister of National Security title? You still would have this experience in that seat to take back to your law firm. How does this experience go into effect there? All right, that's the question for the Minister of National Security. This text is, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. I remember in the height of the pandemic when the two former PMs were offering the then administration their services, and if I'm not mistaken, they were flatly rejected. The opposition at the time were also offering some good suggestions. Then PM opened the portal for everyone to send their suggestion. However, I am still wondering if they ever read those emails, because they would have gotten many brilliant suggestions. I say all this to say, somehow when men have power, they become all-knowing, and regardless to how good advice and or suggestions others give, it often goes on deaf ears. Well, let me say this to you as someone who has been there. That general statement by you is not true. Okay, that's not true. Lots of things you've seen prime ministers do over the years, past and present. I'm not debating this. I'm not guessing about this. Lots of things they do, they are doing because of advice they've been given. Now, the problem is they might not be following your advice. They may not be following some people you know advice. They may not be following, but trust me when I tell you, they are following advice of people, not a few people either, right? It's just people maybe they trust, whose expertise they agree with. Dr. Minnis followed some advice when he called a snap election. So you can't say they become all-knowing and don't follow advice. You just don't believe they follow your advice or the other people, some people's advice, but I guarantee you, promise you, Hubert, I can point to any number of ideas that he executed that reflected advice he was given by professionals and others, okay? So don't that's not true. Even before they come to office, that is the case. So I could not support that, knowing what I know. Text says, Mr. Mario Boleg, in the area of Pride Estates, the area around Harold Pond is a hiding ground for robbers and criminals. The bushes is up to the lamppole height. It is controlled by Bahamas National Trust. So you want to speak to Mr. Boleg about that. Says, Lang, on a real note, no government has pumped money into the Pindus Point, Lewis Yard, on Hunters. Nothing was done for the past 60 years. It's a shame on both sides. You know what, brother? I can tell you for a fact that is true. Right? That other than, like, I mean, they moved the one Lewis Yard school to close that down. But you're right that like, if you want to see essentially a picture of a community that looks the same way it looked 60 years ago, you could go to those communities he just talked about. That is the God honest truth. Now, the one thing I'd say, though, they did, tourism did do something with the mermaid porn there in Louisiana, though, right? Because that was decorated a little bit and fixed up, and you have signage there, but obviously it could be a little tourist spot. But other than that, I cannot disagree with you. It's Texas. We can't even see Harold porn for bushes, okay? It's Texas for the Ministry of Health, the Minister of Health, when the capital of Eleuthera get a clinic. When the capital of Eleuthera get a clinic that was being repaired, okay? It's Texas, Mr. Lang, Brave Davis was elected to Parliament in 1992 when he was elected as an MP for Fox Hill. Brave Davis was elected as an MP for Fox Hill? No, man. Not Mr. Davis. No. Say, after over 50 years of black government and over 40 years of Mr. Perry Christie, they can't pave Mount Rose and Mount Royal streets, okay? It's Texas, Mr. Lang, do you think the Bahamas can prosper with two different nations in one nation with two different agendas, especially if the foreign nation wants to eradicate and rule the original owners of the land? I think that this question is a stupid question. I think it's a nonsense question. I think it's a question based on prejudice and nonsense talk. That's what I think. You want my answer? That's my straight up answer. That's a bunch of nonsense, garbage talk. There's one nation in the Bahamas, one nation in the Bahamas, and I'm not going to allow any of your Haitian-hating people to start talking nonsense on the radio. We got one nation in the Bahamas, and a ignorant, stupid talk would be that we have two nations, an ignorant, stupid talk. Don't tell me I call you stupid or ignorant. I said an ignorant, stupid talk would be that. Don't call it, don't text, write, call this show talking nonsense. It's Texas, I would like to ask the Minister of Health, when will the accident, and not even in a question to nobody, that I ask you a question. Show me how intelligent you are. I ask you a question about who you would want to talk to and what would you talk to them about. You talking to me about two nations. It's Texas, I would like to ask the Minister of Health, when will the accident / emergency department be completed? Additionally, there are too many wards still closed in the entire, resulting in serious bed shortages. You think that's why they say that they're going to build a new one? It's Texas. Hi, Mr. Lang. I would like to ask the Minister of the Environment and the Member of Parliament the status of the so-called investigation into the clearing of huge acreage of land in what was thought to have long been well field on the northern side of Carmichael Road in his constituency. Are the present residents squatting on Crown land? It's Texas, Mr. Lang. I would like to talk to two ministers. One be it the Minister of Transport, Joe Beth Colby, and Minister of Labor, Pierre Glover Road. Now ask them to answer their phones and emails, and also ask them why they have neglected their constituencies. They were accessible before election. Now I can't reach them. This text says, Lang, that's why Iram Pinder gone. Iram Pinder? I mean, Iram Lewis. Not Pinder. We have some more. Says, okay, I must yield to your response point. However, it seems to me the last administration took some very bad advice on the face of some other very sound ones. Okay, I can't argue with that. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Hello.
Yes, hello, sir, hello. How you doing? Hey, what's up?
Yeah, what's going on, Mr. Lang?
Good, hey, man,
you
know, right here.
First question, you say if it was only one, or I could talk to many, Mr. Lang? That's what I need to tell
you. Oh, yeah, no, you could talk to multiple people. Some people are three people on their list.
Yeah, you know, this is a provocative situation here, but, you know, the thing is, Mr. Lang, this is the way they get a chance to really see what's going on within the psyche of the populace, right? Things for me would be, like, I'd like to know, like, what all his respective governments level. I'd like to have a conversation with the PM, but I met the PM before to a friend in Cat Island because, you know, my family from Cat Island are my grammy and my daddy's maternal grandfather. And so I met him one time at the Ricardo. Mr. Ingram used to come to my woman's house all the time. So I got to know him, but I never had a conversation with Mr. Ingram, just lift my arm, hail him as I would. You know what I mean?
Right.
Mr. Lang, you know, it would be, what would all of the government sign on to with the United Nations? Like, you know what I mean? Because I don't know. And then also the Sovereign Wealth Fund, Freedom of the Information Act, which will entail the, like one of the things I just mentioned firstly, initially, the freedom of the information, right? These are things that I think are very important. Somebody already mentioned VAT on food and medicine, et cetera, children's clothing, et cetera. And one of the things of great concern to me is environmental ordinances, whether it be out to sea or inland, like environmental ordinances. So all of this will entail freedom of the information, because a lot of people, they so politically polarized. When you say freedom of the information, they limit you to find out who did what or who get what money. You understand what I'm saying? For me, it goes right beyond just politicians' business. You see what I'm saying, Mr. Lang?
Yeah, I got you.
One of the other things would be the effects of immigration on national security, healthcare, and the educational system, like numerology-wise, like number-wise, like even financially and physically numerical, right? And then another thing would be the question that I asked, but really for Mr. Dowell, but I would really like to know why is it taking so long to complete the A&E project at the Princess Margaret Hospital?
But 52, you know, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs has multilateral treaties to which the Bahamas is a party, and all the bilateral treaties to which the Bahamas is a party, right?
No, I didn't know that. I don't know everything. I mean, that's why I listen to you, because
I didn't ask I asked the question rhetorically. I'm saying to you that
I know they have the government have websites you could go on and get certain information, but I'll just say, well, what, or, you know what I'm saying?
They do. You could Google search multilateral, bilateral treaties register for Bahamas, and then you'll be able to find the one that links to the site that the Bahamas, and it tells you which treaty, when it was signed, and so forth, and whether it was updated or not.
Yeah, and then another thing for me, Mr. Lang, is the why doesn't the government take the financial disclosures seriously as when they come in the office, they make the disclosures, and then like I like to see it post, like when leaving the office. And then another really important
thing. You should actually see them every year. They should be published every year.
But I mean,
so you don't. You shouldn't have to wait 5 years. You should be seeing them when you get elected.
Yeah.
Then and every year thereafter.
Yeah, like you said, I didn't know that. I know they're supposed to do it, but I didn't know it was every year.
No, it's every year. Every year. We are required to disclose every year when you are.
I know they don't do that. So thanks to you, but I mean, just the system.
Yeah, they do. They disclose even if late. What you are not getting is, well, let's put it like this. Maybe not everybody disclose, and they should be penalized because it's the law. And what you're not getting on a timely basis are the published disclosures.
But it shouldn't be.
That should happen.
I mean, no, not cutting you off, but I could see. All right, let's say it's supposed to be every year, but you know, it doesn't have to be in a timely manner, but it could be a chronology whereby it is done. You see what I'm saying? So I don't know. And then
the only thing I say is it isn't a question of it doesn't have to be. The law says what should happen.
Yeah, but Mr. Lang, you know, we go with the law. The law is under the floor. It's according to who it is, but because you know, there are incidents coming to me, right? You know, people are scared to voice their opinions. It's for very in the inner city and having diverse social interactions with people. One of the questions is, why is it that the armed forces are still being allowed to carry out search warrants without cameras to protect themselves and individuals? Because it is a known fact that the armed forces are brutalizing people when they're already handcuffed. So that is becoming a real problem, a grave concern, because one of the situations is that you can be a person just come out of the hospital and just had a surgery, or you might be incapacitated. Something could be wrong, they still brutalize you.
But 52, you can't make a general statement that law enforcement brutalizes people when they are arrested.
It is happening. I'm not saying that everybody, Mr. Lang, because some officers.
Your statement suggested that, and so that's why I was asking you to correct it.
No, but obviously it wouldn't mean like every.
When we are trying to avoid libel on this show, we don't do obviously. We have to listen to what people say, because all that the people who charge us say is this is what you allowed a caller to say. It's not all a question right, but of Lang, how I interpret right,
so,
what
so
you say.
Let's look at the Freedom of the Information Act, in which when Mr. Greenslade was in power, he used to come on and give like a datification of the cases in the complaint unit, et cetera, and paint the picture. Like what's going on in there? You don't hear that anymore. That's what I'm saying. So you could paint a picture of the nature of the complaints coming in. Some may be false, some can be verified, some can be documented. But once you allow an entity to self-govern and just run amok, then it's not. You know what I mean?
I gotta go to a break. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Chicago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
Take a stand, everybody. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
I'm Leonard Sands.
And I'm Debbie Deal.
And you know us from the Contractors Association. We're excited to talk about our new show coming to Guardian Radio called Nailed It.
We are going to be on Thursday nights between 6:30 and 7:30.
So we're very happy to talk about construction design related thing also.
If you are a subcontractor, if you're planning on building a home or renovating, you need to be a part of this show and tune in.
Nailed It. We're bringing Thursday night at 6:30 p.m. right here on Guardian Radio 96.9.
Babe, you moshed the car?
I ain't moshed the car. The lady run into me moshed the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
Are you tired of the same old 5K runs? Want something more? Then get ready for the Chickchawney Challenge City Run on September 28th, starting at Crypto Wild. Test your strength, stamina, and spirit. It takes all of you to dodge, climb, conquer obstacles as you race through the heart of the city. Lace up and get to the Chickchawney Challenge City Run. Register now on our website, chickchawneychurn.com, or on our social media pages. Brought to you by Kalina, Island Yogurt, Advantage Insurance, Art of Graphics, Crypto Wild, and Guardian Radio 96.9.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chicago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, you can call us on 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259 from the Family Islands. You can call us on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We're talking to political leaders today. You are, at least. and putting your points to them and your questions to them. And I don't know if they're listening, but boy, y'all got some thoughts today. This text says, am I the only one that feels as if this administration responds to issues of today as if they are not obligated to? To see Brave respond to revealing their sponsors so nonchalantly after they tagged the FNM on the same topic is a slap in the face. Never have I felt so unfaithful to a governing administration. That's a serious point. I mean, yeah. Say, Lang, it's Iram Lewis. That's how bad I want him to go. Okay. This text says, I want the Attorney General to say, why is the Adrian Gibson case taking so long to conclude? Well, why would the Attorney General tell you that the case is before the courts? It takes as long as it takes. It's before the courts. He doesn't have anything to do with that. It's before the courts. The judge manages the case. Right? So, you could ask him, but once the matter gets before the courts, it's about the courts management. His text says, before I do pre-question, isn't one of the things they spoke about when deciding to introduce VAT into the Bahamas that helping folks would be an avenue that can be addressed through collecting VAT? If so, I would like to ask the minister responsible how much of this money or the public purse goes towards helping Bahamians that actually need help. Many single mothers are struggling with a child, homeless, having to do less than admirable things to try to get some type of shelter. How can the minister responsible improve our ability to help the persons that are in need and make the help a little faster? I read more single mothers without jobs or a place. I've helped one or two persons where I could, but is there a way to help government be more efficient in helping these people? I'm not referring to the people who abuse the help. I'm referring to the first timers just down on their luck temporarily. Like I met a single mother with two kids. She just needed a place to stay 2 weeks until she got her first check. Time as social services go through the procedure, she didn't need it no more. And the rise of single mothers becoming homeless is increasing. So minister, that oversees the health facilities, how can we improve this? Wow, okay. Okay. That's the Minister of Social Services or the whole government, if you want to address an issue like that, and it is an issue. I mean, mental health and the people who are walking up and down the streets, people who are down on their luck. Now, let me tell you, the person alluded to people who abuse the help. Listen, man, they got games going on. Games going on, right? But there are some people with genuine needs, and social services helps a lot of people. Like, okay, like let's be clear on that. Social services has $50+ million dedicated to helping, and they help a lot of people. The help is temporary. The help is probably sometimes really small in comparison to what people might really need. The help does come later than people would like because the demands on social services far exceed the resources of social services. And people think about money, but money isn't the only issue. Because it's the public purse, you don't want people scamming the treasury. You don't want people abusing the system. So you have to have some checks and balances in place. And that therefore requires manpower. And that these people all over the country, not just in Nassau. And so that means that you have to have people to go. And the social services just don't have enough people. I mean, that's be clear, they do not have enough people to service the demand. And does the government want to resource them and more people? I don't know. this country of ours, man. I'm not one of the people who is curious about how the Bahamas is a failed state and how things are so awful and terrible and all that kind of stuff, because I think that's just nonsense talk. But we have some serious problems. We have some serious inefficiencies. We have some serious lapses in our systems, in our public systems and in our private systems. We have some serious, serious inefficiencies, discomforts, dislocations, diseases, etc. in our systems. And we do. God dang it, that means we have work to do. And we can have work to do for a long time. For a long time. Oh, change whatever government you want. Change. Talk about whoever you want to talk about. The struggles of national development shall be ours for a very long time. How do I know that? Because we're dealing with human beings. We're not dealing with just roads and bridges and stuff. They're the easy parts, you know. Fixing those things, they're the easy part. They require focused resources and discipline, right, to get done. But when you're dealing with human beings who have to make choices, et cetera, ask the Lord God Almighty how long it's been taking him to try to straighten out the people he makes. That's how I know the human aspect of our project is a long, long, long journey. Long journey. The human aspect of it. And that aspect of it is what is contributing to the quality of life of many aspects of it. Many. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Chicago Lang, your host. We're going to take our final break. And when we come back, we'll wrap up our discussion. We'll be back after this final break.
Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm. Send you know that you holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Living with a neurological condition shouldn't define you. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we do whatever it takes to make life better today while discovering new treatments for a brighter tomorrow. From epilepsy management to specialized spine care and brain tumor surgery, we're delivering world-class neurology care for the day to day, for the days you live for every care in the world. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/Caribbean.
Are you a business owner or HR professional? RF's team of pension specialists are here to empower your employees with market-leading retirement solutions and to make implementing group pensions easy and cost-effective. With RF, starting or switching your company pension plan is a breeze, and there are no setup fees. If you're looking for strong investment performance and low fees, visit rfgroup.com/empower and empower your team to retire comfortably with RF Group Pensions today. That's rfgroup.com/empower.
I'm Leonard Sands.
And I'm Debbie Deal.
And you know us from the Contractors Association. We're excited to talk about our new show coming to Guardian Radio called Nailed It.
We are going
to
be on Thursday nights between 6:30 and 7:30.
So we're very happy to invite everyone to listen into our shows as we talk about construction, design-related things. Also,
if you are a subcontractor, if you're planning on building a home or renovating, you need to be a part of this show and tune in.
Nailed It. We're bringing Thursday night at 6:30 p.m. right here on Guardian Radio 96.9.
Wait, why you look so mashed up, like clothes at the washer?
No, but just a hard day at work.
Hard day? What happened? The breakfast lady ran out of tuna and gritsy.
We need to start joking about everything, you know. This serious, boy. This real serious, boy.
Wait, what's serious? Tell me.
All right, well, today, boss gave his boy one big coin, and nobody say nothing.
Boy, you know that ain't right. You know government contracts ain't supposed to go that way.
Yeah, but nobody's saying nothing. Boss man just tell people to sign the papers. Then he sent me to meet his boy downtown and collect this envelope.
You need to tell somebody. You need to become a whistleblower.
You know I's a real man, but I never blow no whistle. I be drunk all my life in Junkano.
No way. A whistleblower is someone who tells people what they see when they see something wrong happening at work.
But I ain't no whistleblower, and I ain't no snitch. I still wait there, you know.
But ain't nobody gonna know it's you. All you gotta do is call Crime Stoppers, or you could text them from inside the Crock Crime Bahamas app. They don't ask about you, and your call goes straight through to Miami, so nobody know you is. And if you text, your message get mixed up like Kong Salad.
Call 308-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Thursday afternoon, for these remaining moments of the show. Somebody texted that they can't hear back from their MPs and what have you, and you shouldn't feel so bad, to be honest with you, because Leslie Miller, who is an esteemed senior politician, former in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas under the Progressive Liberal Party, a former cabinet minister. I mean, I'm talking about a senior stalwart PLP, was the other day complaining on air about how he and others could not hear back from some of these members of parliament. And that's incredible. That's incredible that a senior former political leader of a political party could call anyone in his party and they wouldn't think call him back. So you might call someone who is in the FNM back, right? Maybe a current or a former person, you might call them back. But you don't call back a senior politician in your own party? Let me tell you something. First of all, if your life is so busy that you cannot return a call, then you are not an organized soul. Yes, you may miss one or two where you don't call somebody, but that's possible. But if that is a characteristic of yourself, you are in trouble. I can tell you, you could be sure of that. Are you listening to me? Minister, MP, senator, no matter who you are, you cannot be too busy. Call somebody back. That's just disrespectful. That's just discourteous. Right? And you say, well, I didn't remember. Well, okay, that means you didn't regard them as even important as a person. Right? So, and I know your life could get busy. That's no question. Your life could get busy. But it means that you have to stop and take stock, though, to allow for, okay, I need to attend to this matter. I need to attend to that matter. And that's what organizing is called. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Minister.
Yes, sir.
You can hear me, this is the blind one. Papa, how are you doing today?
Hey, Papa, what's happening, man? I'm right here, my friend. What's up?
Thank God for life as usual. You know, I think that was yesterday you was talking about the American politics thing, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was in a call there. He was very passionate with it.
You what?
Yeah, I was in a call there. I think we need to leave space. I think that's how the world, I don't know if we can make it a better place. But we leave space for one another to respect their opinion. Even if I disagree with everything which you had to say yesterday, respect it. And if you know,
right.
I think he was very passionate yesterday. But what I wanted to say, what you said just now about the members of parliament not returning the call. I hear Leslie Miller plenty of times, And I, you know, everybody know Pop is a PLB supporter, but you didn't hear the voice message, the voicemail, what B. Alfred Gray, the consular or the ambassador.
Yes, I did. I heard that one too.
That was terrible.
Yep, I heard that one too. If
my good friend, Prime Minister Brave Davis, at least he used to be my friend, if they appreciate winning 32 seats out of 20, what are they, 29 seats out of 32?
Out of 39.
Yeah, 32 out of, yeah. Out of 39. I say maybe we shouldn't be giving these people them so much seats to maybe it is be too important. Maybe you would know because you was a member of parliament. I think one time you was in the government when they went 34 seats.
And yeah, the number of seats don't put so much of them on
one side in parliament. We should spread it out because it might be so difficult for them to. But I say that can't be so. When I say to myself, it boils down to what, not just what you say, but what a lot of us know. It's pure disrespect. It's pure disrespect to don't return the calls to the people. Like you forget who was the boss. You understand? With the most respect, you don't know what these people are calling for. And before election, they was answering phones.
Straight true. All day long.
So
all day long.
People, I don't know if some of us just like to be used. And, you know, some of these people, them, we really, really respect them and like them over the years. But I don't know if sometimes people think I talk them, but being rude to people. But that's a true saying when they said, hi, the monkey climb, you show you ran off. But they can fix their face to come back to these same people to vote for them. Yeah. And what a lot of these people like to do, FNMs and PLP from these major political parties, stay home and don't vote because they mad. You got to go there and vote. You got to go there for voting for good representation, not to get even, but sometimes it's like the only say you have. So you can't worry about being a PLP or being an FNM. If that member of parliament was lousy or worthless or did 5 years, but you came back there to vote for him because you're a PLP and you support the PLP or the FLA. One last question. What you think, Mr. Ingram? I don't know if you'd hear him when he said this time. This must have been in 2007. 2007? Yeah, after the PLP was when Mr. Christie, he didn't get the second time. He only get one turn. He said something like, paraphrasing what he said. Voting, how did he say it? It should be more than just voting them out of government. Did you ever hear that?
Yeah, I heard.
What do you think he meaning, or what could I think about? I know you're in his mind or something. When he says it should be more than just voting them out.
I just think he means don't just send them a message by a couple of them going or something like that. He means like eviscerate them so that they get the message big time. That's
yes. And I think a little more than that. I think like they should be voted out and never to return back in parliament, but it leave us to us beaming people. Do you think we need to have debates between Michael Pintard and Brave Davis leading to the next
I think debates would be useful in the political arena of the country. Yes, I believe debates.
And the government
and Public Policy Institute is going to attempt to organize some.
Okay. So it's necessary.
Yes. Well, I don't know. I think it's helpful. It's useful. It's useful for parties to be able to contrast their views by fielding questions from a moderator or set of moderators. Useful. I think it helps. It helps. Now, one of the things about debates I dislike is when they give you like 1 minute, 2 minutes to say something. I mean, let's be realistic now. You give me 1 minute, 2 minutes to outline a plan for the country?
Uh-huh.
That's nonsense.
I guess, to consider someone long-winded and be in a debate, we want kind of should talk long, so they should give you more time. But tell me something. So I go on right now, but if they don't have a debate and you as a voter feel like they should have a debate, is it wrong not to? I mean, I could do what I want to do with my vote, but should we not support them if they don't do debate or disclose or this freedom,
man,
not
you,
the freedom of
you
information?
Could, I mean, you could you could determine what you think of them if somebody decides they don't want to debate. That's certainly up to you. You could do that. But then they'll also publish these documents too that you could use as a kind of proxy for debate, because you could match the documents against each other and see which one of them offers you a better plan, because ultimately elections are about the future.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
yeah, I
you know, but you could take that into consideration if they decide not to debate.
And it ain't just them, you know. Gee, I mean, I understand if it's the prime minister, if you're the deputy prime minister or a member of cabinet minister, you'd be busy sometimes. But for 3 years now,
No, you can't be busy enough. You can't be too busy to return calls. That's just nonsense. You know, a friend of mine used to visit me sometimes. He'd come, one of my best friends in the world, and he'd come visit me when I was in cabinet around 9 o'clock or so forth, and he'd see me on the sofa making calls. He said, "Bishwaga, what you doing?" I said, "I'm returning these calls that I got during the course of the day."
That was a good man. My problem to do that.
I mean, this not even about whether you can get reelected. You know, that's just
being
courteous.
No, you're just doing it. You show up. You do. I mean, you're showing respect. You see someone try to
exactly,
reach you.
Exactly.
So that's tell me something. You think we should still be? Like, let's try one or two numbers. Then I get the old numbers, the new numbers. What wasn't given to me, but was given out to special people.
My suggestion is, if you make an attempt to call a member of parliament or a cabinet minister and they do not answer you, call the talk show and say, "This is what I was calling you for."
You're right.
Go to the press, write a letter to the press and say, "This was I calling you for." And it would have been private if you didn't answer your phone and if you return my call.
Yeah, you're right.
See, popularity is the currency of politics. And
break
the only thing politicians understand is things that impact
someone,
their popularity.
I say break it down for someone who mightn't understand properly.
Yeah. Well, in order for you to get elected, you have to be popular. If you are unpopular, you will not get elected. And the things that affect your popularity are things that threaten you. And voters can say, okay, since you don't regard me, don't respect me, I am going to embarrass you.
Yeah.
I am going to tell the people how you neglected me, neglected us, neglect your constituency. And that erodes their popularity.
Yeah,
and then maybe
yeah.
they will catch things.
Politically embarrass them. And don't, I don't
that's
think
the,
we
that's the only that's the only
the
power.
And neglect us like that. Unless we like
that's the only
or like to get beat like gong. Thank you, Minister. I'm up and listen. Thanks.
Yes, sir. That's the only power you have in between elections. It's the power of challenging the popularity of a minister, because that's their of a politician, because that's their currency. That's why they try to do it to each other. Why do you think they're trying to tell people, "Oh, you doing getting money from this one, or you doing the next?" Because they're trying to eradicate or diminish your popularity. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening. Sorry, I couldn't read all of your text. You've been listening to Z Live. God spares life. We'll talk to you again another time. Take care. Whatever weather, cold or warm,